In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we've been talking about how Hosea preaches on God's love. And God was so disappointed with Israel, for they had turned from him and worshipped idols and had not behaved themselves properly, neither toward God nor toward their fellow man. And so he would punish them. But we're also going to learn that God would extend to them mercy. In just a moment, we'll be reading from Hebrews chapter 11, and I'll read verses 8 through 11, and then we'll continue with this Sunday school lesson. It was a Sunday school lesson prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of November the 13th, 1927. So we'll be there in the book of Hebrews, in the book of Hosea, chapter 11 and verse 8 in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's read about how God extends his mercy toward Israel. He says in Hosea 11 and verse 8, "How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I cast thee off, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I make thee as Zebomi? My heart is turned within me. My compassions are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee. And I will not come in my wrath. They shall walk after Jehovah, who roar like a lion, for he will roar, and the children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria. And I will make them to dwell in their houses, saith Jehovah." In Elam's notes we read, God, in his mercy and love, asks, how shall he give Ephraim up? How shall he cast off Israel? How shall he make them as Admah and Zeboim? He then adds that his heart is turned within him and his compassions are kindled together. What is Admah and Zeboim? Well, they were the cities overthrown with Sodom and Gomorrah. And you can read about them in that overthrow in the book of Genesis. This and other verses of this book and many other passages in the Bible show the justice and mercy and righteousness and compassion, forbearance and love of God. God's justice would destroy and his mercy would save. God is always ready to forgive and to save when people will repent. Upon Israel's repentance, God would forgive them. Hence, he says here, he will not execute the fierceness of his anger for past sins as justice without mercy and man would do. He will not return to destroy Ephraim. He will not do this, for the reason is, he is God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of Israel, and he will not come in wrath. And so God deals with us, and we rejoice in his loving kindness and tender mercies. We read in other places about God speaking as a roaring of a lion. After the chastisement of captivity and repentance, God will roar like a lion. Adam Clark says, "When he shall utter his majestic voice, Cyrus will make his decree, that is, to allow the Jews to return to Jerusalem and build the house of Jehovah. Then the people shall tremble at God's word in humility and in reverence obey him, and come trembling as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria, and shall dwell in their land, and have their temple in true worship once more. We read about God's forgiveness in the book of Hosea, chapter 14, verses 4 through 8. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew upon Israel. He shall blossom as the lily, and cast forth his roots in Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. And they that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall receive, revive as the grain, and blossom as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have answered, and will regard him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. The last three verses of this chapter contain an exhortation from God to Israel to repent and return to him in a prayer, which if they will offer God, then God will accept and forgive. We can read this prayer and note its declaration that they will put away idols and the work of their hands and depend no longer on human help, such as Assyria and implements of war, but will return to God and as the fatherless and helpless depend on him and hope to obtain mercy. This verse of this lesson presents the answer of God to that prayer. He will heal their backsliding, turn his anger away from them, and love them freely. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? Since Ephraim thus turns away from his idols and turns in penitence to God, God says, I have answered and will regard him. God will be to him like a green fir tree. In God he would find sustenance and strength. The lesson is that however far one may wander from God and however deep one may sink in sin, when one puts away his sins and turns to God, God will have mercy and abundantly pardon. Now again, there's two rhymes here at the end of this Sunday school lesson, both of them selected, so I don't know the writers of them. But here's one of them. It says this: three things the Master asks of us, and we who serve him here below, and long to see his kingdom come, may pray, or give, or go. He needs them all: the open hand, the willing feet, the praying heart, to work together and to weave a threefold cord that shall not part. Not all can go, nor all can give, to speed the message on its way. But young or old, or rich or poor, or strong or weak, we all can pray. The second selected rhyme is this: my album is in heathen breast, where passions reign and darkness rest, without one ray of light, to write the name of Jesus there, and point to worlds all bright and fair, and see the heathen bow in prayer, is all my soul's delight. I turn the page in this old Sunday school book, and here is a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of November the 20th, 1927. And it's titled, Micah Champions the Oppressed. The text is Micah chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Micah 2, 1 through 3. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it's in the power of their hand. and they covet fields, and seize them, and houses, and take them away. And they oppress a man in his house, even a man in his heritage. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah, behold, against this family do I devise an evil from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye walk haughtily, for it is an evil time. And Micah 6, verses 1 through 13. Hear ye now what Jehovah saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear, O ye mountains, Jehovah's controversy, and ye enduring foundations of the earth. For Jehovah has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of bondage. And I set before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak king of Moab devised, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him. Remember Shittim and Gilgal, that ye may know the righteous acts of Jehovah. Wherewith shall I come before Jehovah, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will Jehovah be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth Jehovah require of thee, but to do justly, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with thy God. The voice of Jehovah crieth into the city, and the man of wisdom will see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Are there yet treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and a scant measure that is abominable? Shall I be pure with wicked balances, and with a bag of deceitful weights? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore I also have smitten thee with a grievous wound. I have made thee desolate because of thy sins. The golden text for this old Sunday school lesson is Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth Jehovah require of thee, but to do justly, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with thy God. The devotional reading is James chapter 1, verses 23 through 27. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a mirror, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But he that looketh into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and so continueth, being not a hearer that forgets, but a doer, this man shall be blessed in his doing. If any man thinketh himself to be religious, while he bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before our God and Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Now this lesson comes from the book called Micah, Micah being the name of the prophet from which the book is named, and the word Micah means, who is like Jehovah. Micah lived in a village called Moreseth, a village in the southwest part of Judea, and so he's called the Moresite. He was also one of the minor prophets that prophesied during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Summing up the time of their reigns of these kings, we see Micah prophesied for a long time. And we'll be studying this when we get to our next class.